The range of exhibits always impresses me at the NEHS Flower Show, and just outside the Gardening Hall, of course, we're delighted to see a giant apple and lots of other fantastic things, and we're speaking now to...
Grant Horsfield from the Garden Furniture Centre Limited.
Grant, I've got to say, this stand, I'm amazed. I mean, surely it's got to be a contender for best stand in the whole show here. You've outdone yourself.
Well, actually, we always tend to do the best we can wherever we go. It has to be presented as a showroom to encourage the customers on. And, you know, we try and present the feel of living the dream.
Well, we've covered, obviously, events at Burley and at Badminton and so on. We've often seen lots of wonderful stylistic furniture. But this particular range that you've got here seems to obviously have an Apple theme to it. So Steve Jobs obviously will be happily looking down from above.
Well, hopefully. And, you know, we'd be quite happy to sell him a few apples at the same time.
Or indeed the company. It does work very well. So the inspiration for the actual company and the design?
Well, actually, that's down to the MD, John Hames, who actually has been in the business 25 years, has a lot to do with the design input, working with the Indonesian factories, and we try and be very contemporary, a little bit different for garden furniture, and bring that inside out feel to your garden. That's what it's all about.
We are, of course, pretty much now getting into the full show season. Where exactly will you be on tour with the wonderful furniture after the Spring Flower Show?
Well, we go to Ideal Home in London next week, and then on to Chelsea, Hampton Court, Tatton Park, Country File Live, Southampton Boat Show, and then that will see our show season over.
And how far have you come to actually get up to Harrogate today?
We're from Stratford-upon-Avon, so...
And what a wonderful Shakespearean link. I mean, there we are. It's inevitable. 400 years of Shakespeare, Stratford-upon-Avon, and here you are at the NEHS Flower Show.
Completely. And I hope William's looking down upon us and wishing us good luck at the same time.
Well, I think from William Shakespeare through to Steve Jobs, we've managed to name-check two of the sort of fine folk who are actually up there. But finally, how can people get in touch with your good self on the web if they're listening to this thinking, I want to find out more?
It's www.gardenfurniturecentre.co.uk, or you can telephone our sales office, which is open 7 days a week, on 01564 793652.
I'm always delighted to actually find a complete newbie as far as the location report is concerned, and a gentleman who's just, well, he's just sort of sitting, taking his shelter, really, because it's a fairly chilly morning, I think. It's a nice, brisk morning, but I suspect we're talking to somebody now from the delightful Henderson's Company, is that right?
Yeah, that's right, from Hexham in Northumberland.
Well, as we say, it's important for northern folk to come and civilise the southerners, so well done for coming down here today.
Yeah, it's quite a good show to come to, and you meet a lot of interesting people when you're here.
And you have to do radio interviews at this time of the day in the morning. It's amazing, really. Yeah. talk to us about these wonderful things, because the designs look absolutely perfect for even your smaller gardens, really. It's a lovely shelter to just sort of sit in and sort of just, you know, experience the joy of nature.
Yeah, they're all made with Scandinavian redwood, which is a slower-grown timber. It lasts a lot longer. And you do get a good amount of shelter for being in this part of the countryside and probably up home as well. Yeah, they're quite robust as well. And
one of our main sponsors, of course, is Farmer Nord, based in Morpeth, of course, in Northumberland, from that point of view. And one thing about being in that particular part of the country is you need to be prepared for, shall we say, more challenging weather conditions.
Yeah, that's basically why we built them for shelter, really, with a solid backing, and they're easy on the eye, and it's the way some of the roofs are shaped, it stops the prevailing winds, it's blowing them over.
Celebrating, of course, I think 300 years of Capability Brown here at the Flower Show. I'm sure Capability would have been very impressed with the way you actually managed to get a balance of nature. And they look very organic. I mean, I know they're made of wood, etc., but they're not going to sort of jar in the average garden, are they?
No, because they're left in the natural state, and sort of, some are slightly painted, but... the weather well, they turn that grey colour and blend in fairly quickly, really.
And how have you found the 2016 Flower Show here in Harrogate from your perspective? Has it been going well so far? Are we looking forward to a final stirring day 3 and day 4?
It's been pretty good. There's been a lot of people here. The weather's a bit cool, but it's good.
It's Britain. It's our high summer, let's face it. You know, we go with that. It's vital. Is there a web address that people can actually talk to Henderson's about in terms of finding out further details?
Yeah, there is. It's www.enquiries@hendersonfencing.co.uk for emails, and just www.hendersonfencing.com.
course, the even more legendary Nick Smith is with us now. Nick, again, congratulations. Another sensational show.
It's been great. We've been very lucky with the weather so far, and there's so much people to see and do that we're very, very happy.
We've already sort of availed ourselves of the delights of the range of gardens you've actually got there, from, of course, Viking longships through to Wallace and Gromit and so on. I'm just really impressed with, again, so much packed into the programme, because we're talking about Capability Brown, we're talking about Shakespeare, we're talking about even pottery as well.
We're at the very heart of us. We're a horticultural show, but it's always nice to be able to widen that out to include things like, as you say, pottery, the fantastic Moorcroft display that we've got, Capability Brown, the greatest landscape gardener of his time. All of those things people are interested in, and our regular visitors want to know a little bit more about, and so we're very pleased to be able to offer that.
And looking at, let's take Capability as a case in point, 300 years, of course, and knowing that. Capability, apparently the name given because he would say, in a trademark phrase, this estate has the capability to improve. It could be potential, basically. But lots of things being said, and we're at the heart of a showground, which is actually being designed by the contemporary successor to Capability Brown, I believe.
Yes, we've had a relationship with the University of Sheffield, who've been great in creating what today's Capability Brown might have done to the showground, and it's a very interesting project.
100 years ago, a Battle of the Somme was taking place. Manchester United were playing Everton in an FA Cup semi-final. No, that was 50 years ago. could have been easily confused. But equally, in the 20th century, we had some wonderful pottery, and you've got a wonderful sort of notion which connects with Botanica, which is a nice line. There's a relationship between humanity and nature.
It is. It's something that we wanted to explore, in the sense that, you know, things like herbs, things like traditional medicines, things even sort of trendy as gins today. You know, there's such a fascination on botanicals and all things botanical that we just really wanted to explore that a little bit. And again, that ties with pottery and using the plant form as inspiration for pottery, and also things like scents for candles, for perfumes and things like that. So we've really done a bit of work on just exploring that avenue, and that's gone down really well with our visitors.
Shakespeare, of course, once said, "If music is the food of love, play on." Not only are the Bourbon Street to roof raisers performing, etc., but we're also due to be speaking to, I think, another one of the brass bands who are playing on Ilkley Moor Bartat. It's a wonderful sort of flavour to the show. It gives a lot of memories for people to take away with, I think.
It does. I think music is vital to what we do, because it really sets the scene, and whether it's raining or whether it's sunshine, it really just adds to the whole event.
And the brightness that, as we've already commented on, even in the press centre, the shiny white walls that are sort of almost blinding with joy. There's a brightness here. I mean, the showground certainly is improving immeasurably, and we're obviously looking forward to the Great Yorkshire Show later on, but presumably for the Autumn Flower Show, it's looking very good as an infrastructure.
It is indeed. We've got a fantastic new hall coming up, which we'll be able to put all of our plant nurseries in, so 100 plant nurseries in that fantastic new hall. And just generally the ability to be able to say, this is us, this is our final layout, and this is where we'll be.
I was speaking to one of the, shall we say, long-term exhibitors who said, "Oh yes, I remember it when it was at Valley Gardens in Harrogate. It was a lot warmer then, etc." But, you know, change, evolution, that's happening from that point of view. The fit between the showground here at Harrogate and the NHS just seems to be perfect.
It does. It works very well. I mean, we've got the infrastructure here. We've got, you know, 90% of our access is on hard standing. 70% of our offer is undercover. So basically, there really is something for everyone and something for every environment.
And we couldn't let this particular piece go without mentioning, of course, the cutest outside broadcaster ever. Yes, that, of course, would be Pod. Fluffy toys and cuddly toys are available. You've got your very own child's toy called Pod available for purchase.
We certainly do. Well, you know, children are the next generation of horticulturalists, and we really need to encourage that. And this is just our small way of starting to say, you know, come along and enjoy horticulture, because it can be fun.
Exactly. Any particular sort of aspects from yourself from the show, as we are in day three at present, where you think, "Lord, that was fantastic"?
I think generally across the board. I think the fact we've had such a bad winter, and the fact we've ended up with such fantastic displays from nurseries who've worked incredibly hard to create the displays that they have.
It's been a bad winter. I suppose we haven't had that much snow, really. I mean, it was okay.
It's been very wet. Yeah. And wet's not good when you're trying to grow a lot of plants. But the displays we ended up with are just truly fantastic, and we're very proud to be able to host those displays.
Nick, a pleasure as ever. A reminder, of course, that if you're looking for the Autumn Flower Show, it's never too soon to start. And, of course, the web address is
www.flowershow.org.uk.
As I was saying with show director Nick Smith just a few moments ago, the special nature of the 2016 Harrogate Spring Flower Show just gets better and better, and we're currently at a stand which particularly caught our eye in a year where we're celebrating Shakespeare, Capability Brown and various other things. Clearly A.A. Milne and Lewis Carroll to the fore, and more importantly Robert James is to the fore as well, and I believe we're speaking to the legend that is Robert James at this particular moment. Are you?
Please,
indeed.
Hi there.
Robert, good to connect with you, good self. This range of material you've actually got here, and classic characters from children's literature, absolutely outstanding. What inspired you to develop this particular range?
I've just got to get a deep love of children's literature. I trained as a book illustrator, and they're wonderful stories that we have that are part of our heritage. And gardens are very much sort of adult playgrounds. And wonderful places to put sculptures into and that tell a story. And yeah,
very much so. Now I'm looking at Christopher Robin, presumably, with Winnie the Pooh and Piglet walking over your stand as we speak here. Lots of thought going into the design structure, I suspect, here.
Yeah, they need to be seen from afar. They tell a story. They're a lovely little trio. We were very lucky. Disney, who owned the rights to all the drawings, invited me to work from them as a Halo project. And we've a great privilege to work from such beautiful pen and ink drawings. Yeah,
very much so, and I think that magic has come through here. We've currently also in front of us got the owl and the pussycat, I suspect, going off to sea in a beautiful pea green boat.
Yes, they're a very romantic couple. We have a lot of fun putting those in ponds and lakes. Sometimes we're able to actually make them float with boat fenders so that they actually move around all the time. So, yeah, good eye-catching material.
In fact, everyone when one looks at the stand, you see another little magical moment. If we just sort of turn behind us, we've got the Mad March hare that's around from that point of view. And these are slightly larger sculptures, of course, the goose from that point of view. And, of course, the slightly more perfectly formed toad as well.
Yes, they're hilarious characters. Wind in the Willows, I think there's a great love of all these English stories. People come towards the work and they, for a moment, they're enchanted.
Well, I couldn't quite believe it. I passed it by earlier this morning when I was doing one of my sort of very early little promenades. I thought, that's astounding what we've got here. We've got an aardvark. We've got all sorts of things here. But again, there's a magic here that really sort of opens up, as you said, the nature of the imagination.
Yeah, it's a wonderful job to have, looking at illustrations from the past. And people of all different ages have connection to children's stories, young and old. And today, Saturday, is a great day because there's lots of children here as well. And so you've got grandparents and their grandchildren coming in and sharing, yeah, things of the past.
And from the point of view of time, I mean, I would imagine, I wouldn't know where to start with one of these, but roughly, let's have a look at the king here who's actually pouring some water into the pond, which is being sailed upon by the aforementioned owl and pussycat. Roughly how long would it take to actually develop one of these items?
Well, the king started about 7 years ago in some drawings that I was making for a picture book, and generally, they take about 6 months to make, on average. Alice took about 2 years. So there's a lot of investment in time.
Very much so. I'm, as I say, very much blown away by this. Have you been to the North of England Horticultural Show before? Is this your first year?
This is my second year at Harrogate, and it's a delight to come here. A little bit chilly compared to last year. But although the setup was fantastic, we had a crew that all got sunburn. But now I'm standing here in my survival suit.
Well, you know,
it's been, all right.
Exactly. We've been privileged to actually sort of connect with your good self. How far have you actually come to be here?
I've come up from West Dorset, so a 10-hour drive with the van. And we've got 10 hours to go back to on tomorrow night. So,
and will you be around at other summer shows? Are there other sort of shows in the season that you'll be attending?
Yes, next show will be at Chelsea Flower Show, then Hampton Court Palace Flower Show, and then Tatton Park.
All the greats, and I'm sure that Chelsea will be blessed by some fantastic material here. Robert's been, as I mentioned, fantastic to connect with your good self. If people are listening to this online, is there a web address that people can go to find out more about you?
Yes, it's www.robertjamesworkshop.com. Thank you very much. It's been an enjoyment. Thank you.
with the wonderful sound of The Rose being performed by the Yorkshire Military Band. It's time for us to take our leave on this special St. George's Day, Shakespeare's Celebration Day, Capability Brown Day, and most important of all, the Harrogate Springflower Show 2016. And head off inspired and genuinely moved to produce some wonderful horticultural magic. You're listening to Southside Broadcasting and Siren FM's Midweek Drive in association with Farm and Non-Nutritional Supplements at the North of England Horticultural Society's Harrogate Springflower Show.